working or talking or thinking. That's the idea here as we, on the Good Day program, present to you some of the important stories of the day. Some of them you'll know something about, and others are things that are taken from our own scrapbook. Serious ideas, sometimes fun things. Roberta Fasanelli is here, with Ken Kessler, who's monitoring our social media, mostly Facebook.com/Good Day Show and Twitter. What's happening there, Kenny, that we need to be updated on? We have a couple of things that have worked through the week and a couple of things that have sort of come to our attention today. So what's the latest there?
Well, we were talking earlier about Robert Plant, singer for Led Zeppelin, finally turning up on social media. He started a Twitter page yesterday and has over 40,000 people. So he asked on Facebook, since Robert Plant is now on Twitter, who's the most famous person that you've tried to connect with on social media?
And?
Kevin says Adam McKay, the director, co-writer of every Will Ferrell movie, and that he actually replied to one of Kevin's jokes.
Really? That's kind of cool.
Brenda says she exchanges tweets with Tori Johnson of Good Morning America and Melissa Gilbert from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
Jay says he's connecting with Jim Parsons, who is Sheldon Cooper on The Big Bang Theory.
Ah, all right.
And Ryan says Doug Steffen.
Very nice, Ryan. Thank you. That's Ryan Seacrest, of course, who wants to be in touch with me. Roberta, who do you have that you are back and forth, or at least you have as friends on Facebook, famous people?
Oh, I got my cousin, of course.
Peter Fasanelli. Yeah, right. Fasanelli.
He pronounces it the correct way, which is Fasanelli.
Yes.
Right. The C-I in Italian is pronounced like a C-H.
Yes, okay.
So I got Peter, and I got you, of course. And
ooh.
I've got McFadden, of course.
Yeah.
And
talking about famous people now.
Famous people. You're famous.
Yeah.
But that's about
known.
It.
I have, it's interesting, I've found a lot of these 60s and 70s singers like Jackie DeShannon.
Yeah.
I have Blondie. That is usually the group that I find when presented.
Oh, on Facebook?
Army. Yeah. Right.
Well, I got James Maddock, which was one of my favorite singers. I'm a friend of his on Facebook.
Right. So there you go. Those of you who have been following news from Pakistan know there's plenty of trouble over there. There's plenty of things from our perspective to be careful of. Now the latest wrinkle, a Pakistani TV star has drawn huge ratings after handing out babies abandoned in garbage heaps to childless couples on air. This is a new primetime television show on Pakistani TV.
No.
Yep. This guy is a game show host. Can't pronounce his name. And so what he's done, this program has become wildly popular. It's broadcast 14 hours a day, every day, and was, especially through the Muslim Holy Month, which ended, Ramadan ended on Thursday. Certainly has his critics who regard him as a shameless entertainer with questionable Islamic credentials. And when he started handing out babies, just like a prize, there was outrage. Nothing wrong with handing out abandoned babies to willing parents, but it's the way he does it, apparently. One of the newspaper columnists in Karachi wrote, you're not doing it for God, you're doing it for ratings. And then this guy, who's the host's name is Amir Hassan. He says, it's not a prize, it's not a game show, it's real charity. Giving away is the wrong word. We actually hand over children to needy parents. So they have apparently the emergency rooms of the hospitals in Karachi and elsewhere find these babies all over the place. And if they're alive, they try to save them. And this guy has made a connection with a few hospitals, and so he's giving the babies away. Look, find a home. Hey, you want to apply for a baby? Come on to my TV show. I'm betting this is going to show up in American television. What do you bet?
I think so.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oprah could be doing this.
Yeah, exactly.
And you get a baby, and you get a baby, and you get a baby.
All right, speaking
under your seat
of babies, one of the things that's a big, big, big problem in our country is sexual abuse of children. There are so many sexually abused children. I happen to know somebody very well who was sexually abused as a child. It's a very, very, very important conversation that I want to have with a lady named Polly Franks, who has set up a nonprofit called It's Not Your Fault. an advocate for victims of childhood sexual abuse. So we'll talk about the problem here in a moment on Good Day.
Look, kid, people touch some disgusting stuff in this facility. You got to keep these guys clean. In this place, that is a monumental task. This is why we use paper products from Georgia-Pacific. Just ordered some from Granger. A surplus of solutions for the hygienically challenged. Just got our guys' new touchless soap and towel dispensers. And plenty of refills. They need it. A lot of it. If you need it, call Granger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/Georgia-Pacific or stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done.
What do you suppose she's thinking in there?
Probably princesses. I hope. She's going to be okay. Right?
When a loved one faces a serious illness, families need answers. That's why Siemens developed the first-of-its-kind scanner that can lead to faster diagnosis, allowing treatment to begin sooner.
How is she, doctor?
I've got good news.
Somewhere in America, there's new hope happening in the world of healthcare. Siemens Answers.
Running. Are you really going to drive store to store for back to school? Office Max has your list covered K to college with over 2,800 supplies in store. Save big on dozens of Max Value Basics under a dollar and find weekly penny deals on even more. Office Max, the hot deals start here. Offer ends August 24th. Restrictions apply.
This is Mary, mother of three, walking through her front door right after she saved $93 back to school shopping at Kohl's.
What a feeling!
And this is Mary walking her dog in the rain.
I can't have it all, now I'm dancing for my life.
And this is Mary at the dentist.
Get the feeling of great savings on the brands your kids want for back to school at Kohl's Savings 101 sale starting Friday. Kohl's, expect great things.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program, 14 after the hour. The focus on something that's a very serious problem, not only in our country but around the world. I've invited Polly Franks, who's the founder and executive director of It's Not Your Fault, an organization for survivors of childhood sexual abuse. And I guess, Polly, where I want to get started is your own circumstance, because most of the time I find when people get into this sort of thing with a passion that you obviously have gotten involved in, that there's a story.
Yes, I'm afraid there is. It's a rather bizarre story. We had a neighbor that we were friends with for years, and we had no idea about his past. This was prior to the passage of Megan's Law, but turns out our friend and neighbor had been known as the ski mask rapist of San Antonio, Texas. And also unknown to us, he had become known by police as the bandana bandit of Richmond, Virginia, where we are. So we had no clue about what he was until he came after my daughters.
Mm-hmm. How old were your daughters at the time?
8 and 9.
Mm-hmm. That's what these guys do. Unfortunately, the children who are, and I've found, I've come across these things a couple of times in my life. I could tell my own story. I think everybody's kind of got a story. I know what my story is. I have a very close friend who told me that she just kind of blocked out this time in her life. But I happen to know that when she was five and a half, she had an encounter with a man. And it has really proven to be a very, it changes your life, your outlook on stuff. And sometimes you don't know why, doesn't it?
Absolutely, because you don't know who to trust. Children innately trust the grown-ups. And unfortunately, some grown-ups let them down in the worst possible way.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I made sure to tell my children when this was over and done with were two things. One, this is absolutely not your fault. This is 100% the fault of the predator. And two, most men are not like this. I didn't want them growing up being fearful of men and thinking they were all a bunch of pervs.
See, I think that's one of the problems that that does present when this experience happens, and then somehow or other it gets to the point of thinking or on the part of the person that there is not anything about any man that can be trusted. There's not anything that is good, and then the punishment gets metered out in every relationship, and sometimes
you don't even know that you're punishing these people because of the experience that you had that wasn't your fault. And it becomes a whole snowballing effect and creates people that have multiple personalities and stuff that just, it's hard to grasp how deep this goes, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, you think of, you know, the dirty, greasy, scary man hanging out at the playground, when 90% of the time it's somebody the child already knows,
yeah.
As we've seen with the Sandusky case, the pedophile priest case,
mm-hmm.
or even worse, with relatives, people that the child lives with,
yeah.
or grandpa, or Uncle Harry. And that makes it, in my mind, far worse of a betrayal if it's someone the child has already felt that they can trust and is bonded with. Also sets up a situation where a lot of them are not believed, which to me is the worst thing.
A lot of who are not? The children are not believed? You mean when they tell the story, I had this problem,
right.
I had this something happen. It's kind of like women with rape who are older, that, let's say, a late teenager, middle 20, even 30-year-old woman who's raped, they tend to not want to come forth, it would seem, because of the embarrassment or because they don't think people will believe them. How do we get to a point where we are that, if it's cynical or whatever it is, how do you get to a point where you just turn people off like that?
I wish I had the answer. I really do. I don't know why, but this is the one crime where the victim is repeatedly victimized.
Yeah.
Victimized again through the system, often victimized through family and friends. It makes no sense. It's insane.
What do you do to help these people? What's the, if there's a solution, what do you advise to people? And it's more women than it is men, is it not? I mean, there are men, boys who
yes.
go through it as well as girls who go through it. What do you advise them to do as they become an adult and have a hard time, or sometimes are in denial about this, or just don't want to go there?
Right. I say get help. I mean, I myself am not a therapist, but I say, first of all, always know this was, if you were the child and this was the adult, it was 100% not your fault. You had nothing to do with this. There's no reason, no legitimate reason for an adult to do this to you.
Where do you go to get help? How do you get help?
Well, there's therapists, there's any number of organizations, other, you know, nonprofit organizations which can offer that help. You know, it's available, it's out there. People need to realize, again, I've seen this over and over and over again, people who had been carrying around this baggage for years,
mm-hmm.
and they feel guilty or they feel bad,
mm-hmm.
and because primarily the adults at the time did not believe.
Well, it affects, right, and especially if it's somebody in your home, if it's someone that you have trusted, somebody, father, brother, somebody like that, or a friend of the family's, I mean, where do you go? Especially if you're a young 5, 6, 7-year-old person, then you close it off. I can see why people would just shut down.
Absolutely. And I tell people, you know, if the adults that you're with don't believe you, tell a teacher, tell someone.
Yeah.
Just keep talking and talking and talking. And it's terrifying for children.
But as an adult, you can't, well, you'd like to think that you'd hope that it wouldn't ruin their lives, their relationships with men and or women, but it certainly has the potential to do that unless you get to somebody who can bring you out of it in some way, shape, or form, or have you deal with it. That's the, sounds to me like the hardest thing. The website for you, it's notyourfault.us. It's notyourfault.us. So if you have it in your history or somebody in your family does, you might want to check out that website. Polly Franks, thanks for telling us the story. Appreciate it here. Good day.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid. liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Loves to talk about gossip, about celebrity, big business in our country. Look at all the channels there and these entertainment shows. Roberta, how much time do you spend, now, honestly? Kenny does it. I do it, but I only do it because I want to keep up with it to a point so that I can at least sound moderately intelligent when I talk about these people on the air. But do you spend any time at all looking when you're in the supermarket or a checkout counter or somewhere when you see a magazine that focuses on celebrity? Do you pick it up and look at it? Or do you stand
I get free subscriptions to, I get People, Us Weekly, and Entertainment Weekly.
All right, so you get all
free
that
subscriptions.
Stuff.
And frankly, they're bathroom reading. Because you can go through them pretty much in one sitting.
Mm-hmm. All right,
so I kind of scan them to see what's going on. Yeah.
This is something that sort of is the question of how this sort of thing relates to your relationship. That's why I think people look at these things. They either put themselves in the position of the celebrity, or maybe there's a relationship to something. Michael Douglas and his first wife, Deandra, were not happy for a long time. Mm-hmm. And apparently he's given an interview to a newspaper, a magazine, The Mirror. That's a magazine, right? Isn't that a British tabloid?
Yeah, it's a British,
Right, okay. Mm-hmm. Anyway, he says that they divorced in 2000, but it ought to have been a lot sooner. Mm-hmm. Quote, I know that I'm going to get into trouble. I have nothing against her at all. In fact, I'm very fond of my first wife. But we should have ended the marriage 10 years earlier.
Oh, how many people are in that position?
I think a lot of people.
I think millions of people.
Yeah, right. They think about getting out of it. They get into these relationships and they don't realize how they are and how they're working. And then,
And the longer you're in it, the tougher it is to get out of it.
Especially if you have children.
Yep.
Yeah, right. The other side of it is sometimes relationships aren't allowed or don't get a chance to develop because something comes up and gets in the way isn't real. Well, yeah, children sometimes. Yeah, right. Pamela Anderson in the news, reuniting with one of her exes.
Oh, dear.
She's dating Rick Solomon. She was married to him for 4 months. How is it that when people get... You got to know, if you marry somebody and it only lasts for 4 months, a year, year and a half, whatever it is, you got to know when you marry him that isn't going to work. Don't you think that for the most part you would know that or you sense it? Or
you know, who knows what they get caught up in the moment? And you know, it's funny. You know, I interviewed her many years back. Pamela Anderson. In fact, she was just like in a bathrobe when I took my shoes off. And we were sitting there and like eating fruit salad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice
and talking about our kids. And she was just like a regular person.
Oh, wait, but they are regular people.
They are, you know.
Right. I mean, what's the difference? They put on their shoes and socks and put their pants on one leg at a time. They got to have a dump every day. Should take a shower. I mean, why are they any different than you and me? It's silly the way people look at it. It's like people with money. So they have money. So what? They do everything the
exactly
same way.
The
they
same.
May do an, you know, a little differently. Their toilet seat might be a little more comfortable than yours. But other than that, the Paula Deen deal. There's a plea change scheduled in this extortion case. The guy who's charged in New York who's trying to get money out of Paula Deen, Thomas Pachilius, I guess is his name, is supposed to go to court today. He pled not guilty last time he was in court. The records filed suggest that he signed a plea agreement. Remember, he contacted Deen's attorney, threatening to reveal damaging statements about her unless she paid him $200,000, and they took him to court, and I'm getting the feeling that they're going to win and he's going to lose. 28 after the hour.
A forgotten classic from Gene Shepard. I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grownups.
Ah, the steel mills. Our own private Tyrolean Alps. Now, some people believe home in Indiana was the ugliest place in the entire universe. But to a kid with one more day to go before summer vacation, oh, it was beautiful.
The voice is unmistakable. It's radio legend Gene Shepard providing the narration for the film My Summer Story. Based on Shepard's writing, the movie was made nearly 20 years ago and was a sequel to the holiday favorite A Christmas Story. In 2005, the late director Bob Clark told me he spent 15 years trying to get A Christmas Story made after his first encounter with Shepard, appropriately, on a car radio.
I was living in Miami, where I began my career, driving to a date in Coral Gables, and I happened to turn on the radio and heard this man telling this strange story. I'll go around the block. I got to hear the end of the story. Well, Gene took about 40 minutes to tell that story, and I picked up a very irate date quite late.
It took nearly another decade to film the sequel about a summer vacation gone awry, and now it's on DVD. Best of all, it's a chance to hear that wonderful liquid American voice, the voice of Gene Shepard.
90 seconds later, I'm in bed. Somewhere off in the dark, the Monon Louisville Limited wails as it snakes over the Gibson Hump on its way to the outside world. The cats are still fighting over the crappy heads, and fish scales are itching in my hair. The giant Indiana moths, 5 pounds apiece, are banging on the screen. I slide off to the great beyond, secure in the knowledge that life is not always a tie. It was the greatest summer of my life.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Time and
time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
It's 33 at the hour. The Friday discussion continues here on the Doug Good Day program. I'm Dudley. Dudley, L-E-I-G-H. Some people might spell it that way. She's Roberta Facinelli, if we're going to do this correctly. He's Kenneth with two N's. Jennifer has opted out again today because of all of the, that's really kind of drama. The drama of having somebody you're close to go through serious operation and watch it. She has had that happen a lot and seems to be the rallying point for members of her family. They all come to her and look for support from her. So she gets herself involved in these things and stays up all night and all day with them. And in that sense, I think it's important to have a sort of caregiver, if you know what I mean. So, Jennifer, we miss her, but Roberta's here. I thought Richie was going to be in here at some point in time. I think he's lurking around somewhere, so we'll find out what he's thinking about some of the issues of the day, the things that are important that we're talking about. The latest on the President and Mr. Putin, the Kremlin said it is, quote-unquote, disappointed after the President canceled those talks, adding that the move proves the U.S. is not interested in developing ties between the two nations as equals. What a bunch of, what a crock that is. What a bunch of hooey. We've been working on the Russians, for God's sakes, when Reagan put Gorbachev sort of in his place. And it worked out that the two became very good personal friends and helped our countries get to be closer. You go back to the days of Khrushchev and how upsetting some of the things were that were going on between the American president, it was Eisenhower, who got into trouble because Francis Gary Powers, and they were saying publicly that we didn't, the Russians say, you're spying on us! And we said, no, no! And then Powers' plane crashes, and Khrushchev gets him, and he trots him out for everybody to see. And we have mud on our face under the circumstances. This is so silly. All it is ego. At the moment, Edward Snowden is the bad guy, and the Russians have him, and the Americans want him, and so Obama and says, we're not going to have our meeting, blah, blah, blah. Does it make any difference? No. I mean, do you think it makes a difference to the future of the world, Roberta, if whether Obama and Putin get together or not?
Yeah, it doesn't make any difference.
Who cares? Kenny?
Yeah.
No.
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 All right.
No. In fact, it's kind of funny. This is one of the few things that both sides seem to agree on, that they support Obama in canceling this meeting for next week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, who cares? Next, the NSA searching the content of your email and text communication, not only here in our country, but what's going out of the country, is they look for people who mention information about foreigners who are under surveillance. Now, wasn't it yesterday or the day before there was the story about us listening in to these conference calls? These guys must be really stupid if they think we can't get into it. Let's say you got 14 guys. You know how we have our conference call, Kenny, Roberta, every week we have on our Wednesday staff meeting, we have a conference call, a dozen people are on the phone. You don't think that it's easy to tap into that kind of stuff with technology the way it is today? Come on. This isn't even a television. This isn't even NCIS. And you can figure. So why would we be surprised at this? Or why do you think these guys who are the bad guys are surprised? Not that they're going to be protesting what the NSA is doing, but many of you just have kind of, you've turned a deaf ear to all of this. And it is, I think, responsible. The more I see of these things, it's so, I feel pretty caustic about my government when it does things like this. I do. I don't like my government doing things like this. I just don't like it. And if you thought it through, you wouldn't like it either, frankly. How are you reviewing the news of the day yourself? 888-302-3684. There is an ongoing sort of tiff in some communities about signs. In New York City, you can go by a restaurant. They tape things to the windows all the time. Today's special is chop suey, $4.99. Right? You'd expect to see that in New York. See it in Los Angeles. I see it in my town. Well, in some communities, it depends, I guess, on where you are, who you are, and the circumstances. There are now, because there's so many bureaucrats riding around looking for something, focusing on Belleville, Illinois, a town where my mother was born. It's just east of St. Louis. Small town, small restaurants. So yesterday, the owner of this restaurant in Belleville files a federal civil rights lawsuit claiming that the city government ordered her to remove a sign from her window that takes a shot at the mayor. Lady's name is Diane Rogue, the owner of Poor House Restaurant. Mm-hmm. She put up a big sign on Monday in the front window that read, "No TIF for us, TKS Beeville." Now, I guess, thanks, Belleville. She was the initials of the guy she supported for mayor. He lost. The present mayor doesn't like her, and so he sent out the public, the nuisance guy to see, look at the sign. Okay, you got to take this down or you'll get a $500 a day penalty. And she said, what do you mean? This is my restaurant. I can put signs in the window if I want to. Nope, you cannot do that. Well, apparently there are signs in windows all over town. It just happens the mayor is the one who's the victim of this sign. He doesn't like it. Thin-skinned. And nothing worse than a thin-skinned politician, right? Nothing worse than a thin-skinned politician. So this lady was told that she has to get a permit and pay a $500 fee to put up the sign. So she either gets a $500 fine or she pays $500 to put up a sign in a window that just expresses herself. Why is that any different than ham and egg special, $5.99, get it while it lasts? So I don't. What I see here is what you see so frequently, and so I love taking shots at these people because I think that they deserve. I don't know how well we're heard in Belleville, Illinois. I'm betting there are some people there. But this lady decided she wasn't going to take it. She filed a 20-page complaint by her attorney. Says that the sign ordinance is unconstitutional and enforced in a discriminatory fashion, claims that the city attorney is in cahoots with the mayor, and that there are signs all over the place that nobody's been forced to remove except hers. Small town America. How many of you living? We have this program is on in many small towns, medium-sized communities all over the country. I bet there are a dozen or two dozen or three dozen. I bet there are 40, 50 stories like this that you could share with us at 888-302-3684. You want to do that? Imagine, Roberta, if the inspector, the sign inspector in New York went around to, I mean, even a block, the block where you live, and said to them, you've got to take all those signs down. That's what they're plastered.
They would just get stared at going, really?
Yeah. Right. They ignore them.
So.
Yeah. They just ignore them.
Exactly.
Ignore them as well they ought to do. It's just, oh, man. But there is the thin-skinned politician. I wonder, maybe this is going to sound bad.
Well, they try to be too politically correct.
Anthony Weiner, is he thin-skinned or not? Okay, never mind. Sorry, I even came up with it.
I have things to say, but I won't.
Yes, good for you. Congratulations, Roberta Fasinelli. Burglars return to the scene of a crime. Film at 11, coming up in just a moment here on Good Day, 17 before the hour. Glenn, who's a listener in New Jersey, wrote me recently, and he said, Provia works so well. I've noticed a tremendous difference because my hair is now noticeably thicker. It doesn't fall out. And I decided to call on a whim. I heard you talking about it, so I decided to try Provia, and you were right. I've had thinning hair for years. It is not thinning anymore. So if you want that to be your story, you need to call 800-525-8319. 800-525-8319 is the number to call to try Provia, the product that will clean out the pores on your scalp and allow the hair that's underneath them that's been sort of shut off because you use cheap shampoos, and shampoos have a residue that plugs up the pores, so now you clean it out and the hair starts growing again. Also makes your hair thicker that's there, so you're going to look better quicker. And by the way, if you've had thinning hair for years and it's colored and treated, then you'll find there's no problem with Provia. It works on any hair, male or female. Find out by dialing 800-525-8319. Put it to the test. You'll get a free upgrade to priority shipping if you mention Doug Steffen, a free month supply if you mention Doug Steffen, and a free surprise gift if you mention Doug Steffen. Order Provia now at tryprovia.com or call 800-525-8319 and say hello to your hair again.
Shaquille O'Neal for new Icy Hot Advanced Cream.
I know all about living with pain. After 19 years of pro ball, man. But now I'm feeling awesome. New Icy Hot Advanced Relief is the real deal.
Icy Hot Advanced Cream has two maximum strength ingredients to last up to 50% longer. Works great on shoulders, backs, knees, even arthritis. Icy to dull the pain and hot to relax it away.
Come on now. Advance past pain and get on with living.
New Icy Hot Advanced. Available in cream and patch.
Pain over.
Use only as direct.
Look, kid. People touch some disgusting stuff in this facility. You got to keep these guys clean. In this place, that is a monumental task. This is why we use paper products from Georgia-Pacific. Just ordered some from Granger. A surplus of solutions for the hygienically challenged. Just got our guys new touchless soap and towel dispensers. And plenty of refills. They need it. A lot of it. If you need it, call Granger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/Georgia-Pacific or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
This report brought to you by Bank of America, working with Farnoosh Tarabi, consumer finance expert. Credit cards can have a positive or negative impact on consumers' credit scores. Consumers who make timely payments and carry lower balances typically have higher credit scores and receive lower interest rates on larger purchases, such as a mortgage or a new car. More than 50% of consumers surveyed by Bank of America maintain a monthly balance on their credit cards. Farnoosh Tarabi, consumer finance expert.
To help your credit score, you should always pay your credit card bill on time and pay more than the monthly minimum. There are even some credit cards that will reward you for good payment practices. For example, with the Bank AmeriCard Better Balance Rewards credit card, you can earn a $25 quarterly cash reward when you pay on time and more than the monthly minimum. And with a qualifying account, you can get an extra $5 a quarter. That's a cash reward of up to $120 a year.
For more, visit www.bankofamerica.com/creditcards. I'm Dan Marin.
Look, the worst part about business travel is worrying about my wife and kids at home alone. My family's safety is my responsibility. That's why I started researching home security. I called the big alarm companies, checked online, even looked at doing it myself. But the best technology for the best price came from Vivint. They even won the Consumer's Digest Best Buy Award. Yes, Vivint gives me a complete security system, but it does even more. Vivint's video technology is unreal. I can see what's going on in my home right from my smartphone, tablet, or computer. I can even lock the doors remotely if my kids forget. Best yet, I got Vivint's no equipment costs and free install deal. $1,200 worth of camera and security equipment at no charge. Vivint was the easy choice for my family's safety.
Take control of your family's safety with Vivint. Order now for up to $1,200 in security equipment at no charge. Just pay as little as $99 for activation. Plus, call now and installation is free. Call 1-800-456-7418. That's 1-800-456-7418. 1-800-456-7418.
Our number is 888-302-3684. You might find that number handy. Michael Fortier, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington, has just thrown down the gauntlet, Roberta.
Uh-oh.
He said, I was going to ask a 2020 News Quiz question, which I was going to do earlier, but I forgot it. So I figure, okay, I'll give everybody a shot right now, and you're going to all prove Michael incorrect. He says, this isn't going to work in just 4 minutes. Yes, it is. 888-302-3684.
Oh, 3 minutes, by the way.
3 minutes. Okay, so 3 minutes. 888-302-3684. We all know that in America, McDonald's is the number one fast food chain, right? Domination.
Right.
They have it, like, locked up. Okay?
Right.
So in what country is McDonald's number two? Or what is the probably the better way of asking the question? What is the, in terms of usage of product, which country around the world is second on the list? If America's number one in the McDonald's playbook as being the most successful restaurant, where is it on the list? What country is number two? So if there were 10 countries that were big using McDonald's products, America's number one, what country is number two in terms of using, selling McDonald's products? Where is it? And then it's number two around the world. Where is, other than the United States, where is McDonald's product sold more than any other country? What country is that? Everybody understand the question?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay.
Do you understand the question really, Roberta?
Say it again.
I want to know what country is second in terms of usage of McDonald's product. Where is McDonald's?
Second.
What,
so
America,
not first.
Don't give me any second. Not first. America is first. What country is second?
Is second.
In terms of the market.
We have 2 minutes.
And we have 2 minutes left. 888-302-3684. All right. While you're doing that, while you're figuring it out, what country is... Now, Michael, you better not be fudging or fiddling with the phone.
You're not touching anything.
Yeah, I know. I know you are. You'll screw this up. 888-302-3684. In what country... What's the second largest market, actually, for McDonald's? America's one. What country is two? Burglars who stole computers from an office building brought the items back, along with a letter of apology, after apparently realizing they had ransacked a nonprofit. The thieves broke into the county sexual assault services office the other night. They apparently came in through the ceiling, took several computer towers and monitors, along with a laptop. Police arrived, summoned the executive director. One of the officers talked to some of the people around, transients, people outside, and apparently they got some description of the men. But the men, when they saw the story on the news, said, oh, my God, this is terrible. We can't do this. So they brought the stuff back again. And I'm not sure that they ever identified themselves. They just... somehow or other, they brought the stuff back and put on the doorstep, God bless. The note was filled with misspellings. We hope that you can continue to make a difference in people's lives, the note said. We're sorry we took this stuff. So the people in this nonprofit were pretty shocked. But, you know, there are some thieves that have a conscience. All right, so that's a good story. Don't you like that? I love those sorts of stories. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, nobody. Michael, you pulled the plug on the phone. You did. But I ask these questions all the time. We get answers in seconds to questions, especially fairly easy questions like, what's the second largest market for McDonald's after the U.S.?
Can I answer it?
Yes, you may.
Is it China?
No.
Oh.
Wrong. Roberta, what country do you think it is? Where?
Japan?
Nope. Kenny?
Canada.
Nope. France.
Really?
France.
Bonjour.
Yes. Yep.
France.
France. Yeah, of course. 51 after the hour on Good Day.
Still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LaCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LaCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LaCig.com. And LaCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LaCig.com, spelled LECIG.com. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
One of those singers, don't have to use her last name. Everybody knows who Whitney is. As is movie music from the movie The Bodyguard, I'm Every Woman, big hit. She would have been 50 had she lived. Has she been dead a year yet? When did she die? Anybody remember? It was further back. It was at Oscar time, though, wasn't it? Was it Oscar time last year or the year before?
It feels like a year.
Has it been a year? I remember driving by. She was at
February 2012.
All right, so it was last year. Wow, I'd say almost a year and a half ago. It is a year and a half ago.
Sure.
Wow, it seems like, I mean, I can remember driving by that hotel and looking at all the hoopla that was there and thinking. And, I mean, it just seems like yesterday driving by the hotel. Oof. All right, so anyway, memories. Whitney and The Bodyguard. It was actually quite a good movie. Kevin Costner, likable. I thought it was a very likable movie. Didn't you, Chucker?
Kevin Costner's always likable. Yeah, I mean, that was a claim. In terms of movies, that was certainly a claim to fame.
Yeah.
Biggest role, biggest hit.
Yep. Chuck Curry is here with movie news and also an overview of what's going on in the theaters this weekend to see what you might want to go see. The latest from the Willis-Stallone thing coming up. I think it's getting to be kind of amusing. Having said that, maybe a lead into the movie that's in question for us here. 888-302-3684. I say nothing. The three cuts that we have will speak for themselves, if you will. No hints, no clues, nothing. We have three different clues, audio clues from the movie. You listen to it, you figure out what the movie is, you win a swell prize if you haven't won before here on Good Day. Starting with, obviously, clue number one.
Last chance. Take it or leave it.
All right. Pretty recognizable voice. Okay. Two and two is still four. You got it, Chucker?
I do not.
Oh, really? Next clue, then, Michael.
Hey, you've been sick. You lost weight.
Really? Now, whatever weight I lost, you found, pal.
All right. Oh, come on, Chucker. You don't have it yet?
Yeah, what year?
2010. This week, okay. 2010. 3 years ago. All right, try one more.
We are the shadows and the smoke in your eyes. We are the ghosts that hide in the night.
All right. It won't surprise you to know there was no script for this movie. Now you got it, right?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay. 888-302-3684. And my previous comment, I suppose maybe we ought to talk about this a little bit when you are working us over here with the things that are coming to the box office. Chuck will have that news for you in just a moment here on Good Day.
It's easy to find excuses to come back again and again to Buffalo Wild Wings this time of year. Host your draft party at Buffalo Wild Wings, and you could get an exclusive fantasy draft kit that includes gift certificates for $100 and free food at participating locations and while supplies last, of course. A fantasy draft party with wings and beer. Yep, Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Up your game and score even more giveaways on Buffalo Wild Wings and Yahoo Fantasy Football National Draft Day on August 24th.
Order up.
Did you try the new app?
Appetizers. Let's order something. I'm starving.
No, the America's Best Value Inn iPhone app. Download it from the App Store and make reservations instantly at any of their 1,000 hotels in North America. Most locations have free continental breakfast and internet. Plus, sign up for the Value Club to get 15% off, room upgrade, and late checkout when available.
The America's Best Value Inn mobile app can do all that?
And more.
Got it. Now, about those appetizers.
All right, 888-302-3684, the number of the movie, the name of the movie in question, which was number one during this week in 2010. We'll get to that in about a minute after Chucker tells us what's coming out this weekend.
The big film opening this weekend, Doug, the sci-fi action film Elysium with actor Matt Damon from the director of District 9, tracking around a $33 million opening weekend, which is so-so. Where the Millers, the R-rated comedy starring Jennifer Aniston and Jason Sudeikis, opened on Wednesday. It did $7 million in business Wednesday, which means it's on track to do about $35 million first 5 days, which is pretty solid. Now, speaking of the Expendables 3 story, it goes the reason Bruce Willis is out. Reportedly, Sylvester Stallone and producers offered him $3 million for 3 days' work. He held out for four. Sly's producers said no way, and he left, leaving some bad blood, as I said yesterday. So Stallone tweeted, greedy and lazy, which is a surprising tweet between major stars. But let's be honest, how many people would turn down $3 million for 3 days' work? But in this case,
they're giving it to Harrison Ford, who apparently said,
okay, I'll take it.
And he's better actor. A much nicer person and more interesting direction for the film with Harrison Ford. I mean, that's kind of big stuff.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
I totally agree with you. I think for the franchise, it worked out.
Right. Troy, what's the name of the movie?
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.